Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Six Figure Certified. Today, I'm going to actually break this episode into two. So I was going to try to fit this long, drawn out concept into one, but I think it makes more sense for two. This one's probably going to be a little bit shorter. And you'll want to make sure you subscribe so you get the follow-up, which is going to be a little more action-oriented for you all. But I really want to talk about what I believe is a massive course correction in the coaching industry currently, where follower count and aesthetic content and virality, those used to matter a lot. And I'm not saying that's not cool. It's great to have great content, to have some followers. If you have something that goes viral, cheers, chef's kiss. That does not translate always to happy client. It definitely doesn't always translate to money. And I think the coaching industry, including consumers of coaching, have really been waking up to this. And I want to just break down in this episode why your follower count, for example, does not indicate your success as a coach. We're going to break down why excellent coaching skills and yes, a certification are way, 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 way more important than how many followers you have and why it matters more now than it did 5 years ago, because we love a conscious consumer. The internet really did essentially confuse visibility and credibility, and we're course correcting and we're getting back on track, and you are going to become really excellent service provider, coach, or whatever. I think this episode can translate almost to any service-based industry with or without the viral content. And if you don't believe that you can have clients without having a huge social media presence, that is just like a lie you're telling yourself to not get started. That's more what I'm going to talk about in the follow-up episode to this, about how to build a referral-based business. It's something we teach in our IGC business courses, referral-based marketing, a system. I'm going to give you scripts and tips and people to email. Let's talk about the other breakdown here is really the trust gap. I don't care whether you have 400 followers, 4,000 followers, 4 million followers. If you sell something to people over and over and over again, and it's garbage, crap, eventually you're going to get got. People are going to find out, and people are not going to want to buy it anymore. What you really always need to make sure of is that what you are offering, what you are doing, the transformation you are selling is actually works. Now, if they don't show up to the coaching calls, is it going to work? No. If they don't do the work that they say they're going to do in between sessions, is it going to work? Probably not as well. If somebody downloads a course from you and doesn't ever log on and then gets mad at you for it, are they going to have a transformation? Probably not. But that's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about when you get on that 3-month coaching package, 6-month coaching package, 9, 12 months, whatever it is, where you're meeting with them in person, on Zoom, on the phone, whatever. Are they having success? Are they having positive outcomes and results most of the time? If you know you have something like that, then you have enough to build a business with or without a giant following. Let's talk about what actually makes you great and have a business that builds longevity. And it, again, not dependent on a social media following. So ethical frameworks, being an ethical coach and doing things, I don't want to mean to say like buy the book in a boring way, but I mean like you actually know what good ethics are in coaching, like not blasting about your clients on the internet to try to get attention, or sharing confidential information about them that they never agreed to, or being, God forbid, any of the ists like ageist, racist, sexist, any of those things. Making any type of comments like that completely unethical. Also like,
hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
Would you make a great coach if you really had any of those opinions? My opinion is to no. Ta-ta. All right. So you're going to get ethical frameworks if you're well-trained. You're going to have a coaching structure. So when somebody gets on your Zoom or gives you a call, you're not like, hey, what's up? How are you? How's the weather? How's your little, you know, family vacation? Or what are you up to? Yeah, you can be friendly and nice, obviously, to your clients for a moment or two. But if you're just shooting the you-know-what for an hour, they're going to be like, why am I paying for this? So you need a coaching structure. You need to know how to run an effective coaching session where at the end of it, the client actually has some type of breakthrough or realigned to their goal. There's some accountability built in. There is, you know, some type of progress monitoring. Like, here's why you hired me and here's where we are on this project plan, this path moving forward. Our job as a coach is to move people forward. Your questions follow a structured path that start with the coaching request and end with, what would you like to take on in between our sessions and how can I hold you accountable for that? A lot of people who are willing to invest large sums of money into coaching want the best of the best. And I think that goes for any industry, anywhere, anyone selling anything. Here's what builds longevity in your coaching business. In the next episode, I'm going to teach you how to do this better. Referrals, repeat clients, building your reputation, skills mastery, being able to prove your outcomes. So client testimonials, client feedback. Yes, I believe in doing some types of workshops that are either free or low cost for different organizations so you can model your competency, so you can show how good. I really feel like the best coaching is done through modeling it, through someone experiencing coaching rather than you describing what coaching is. Like, one of my favorite hacks for talking about what I do, especially when I was doing career coaching, was to say, like, if someone's like, oh, what do you do? And I say, I'm a career coach. And they're like, what is that? And I'll be like, well, tell me about your career. And then they'll tell me something. And then I will ask them some coaching questions. And I might say, like, in 90 days, if you could, you know, make any types of move in your career, what would it be? And then they would tell me, and then I would say, so what I would work on with you in coaching is this project plan, is holding you accountable to what you say you want, or to helping you figure out what it is that you want, or to getting a salary or a promotion or a new job or whatever it is that they said they wanted. And that was one of my most effective ways, was actually modeling coaching inside of a conversation to be able to share with them what might be beneficial to them. So at the end of the day, the coaches that are making consistent money long term don't have to be the loudest people on the internet. They have to be the ones getting recommended in a private conversation. Again, this is done by getting in the right rooms, talking to the right people, and sharing the right information. In the next episode, I am going to break this down for you. So if you haven't subscribed to our channel yet, do so now, because it will come out shortly after. If you're watching this at some other date or time, it's probably already here. But I want to talk more about how to build a referral-based business. I'm going to lead you through one of the exercises that we teach in IGC so that you can feel more confident starting training or starting your coaching business or growing your coaching business, and giving you something to do if maybe, just maybe, all of the social media isn't taking off fast enough. I hope you found this a little bit helpful. I hope you are bought into the idea of getting started before you're famous, because I'm 13 years in and not famous. So proof is in the pudding. All right. I'll talk to you guys next week and I'll give you a little bit more instruction on how to make this effective for you. Talk to you soon.